That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Cover up the telltale return address on the envelope in which Lum mailed his Mr. X love letter to Miss Hartford, Abner somehow substituted the return address from an old envelope they had received from the wholesale house at the county seat. Well, this worked out fine, except that now Miss Hartford is sure Mr. X works at the county seat, and she's gone there to find him. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store worrying about the latest development in their plan to marry off their general manager. Listen.
Well, Lum, I thought I was doing a pretty smart thing when I give Miss Hartford the return address off of that other envelope.
Well, you was, in a way.
I thought that was pretty quick thinking on my part. See, I just happened to see that old envelope from the wholesale house laying there on the counter. So I picked it up, and while me and you was down there on the floor looking for the part of that other envelope that Miss Hartford had tore off, why, I just tore the corner off the one that I had and give that to her.
Granny Abner, it takes you the longest to explain something anybody I ever seen.
Well, I'm smart. It takes a smart fella a long time to tell him good ideas.
Well, I admit it was pretty quick thinking.
Yeah, hooray for me.
Say so for a feller like you.
Yeah, what if she'd have found the right one, Lum, and seen that Jot'em Down store return on
it? Oh, my goodness, I hate to think about it.
She didn't know good and well that it was one of us that wrote her that love letter.
Mm-hmm.
And that one of us was Mr. X, too.
Well, that's all true enough, but I ain't sure that we're any better off on account of what you done, though.
Oh.
Now she thinks that Mr. X works in the wholesale house at the county seat. And that's where she's went today to try to find him.
Well, you don't need to worry about that, Lum. She won't find him in there.
I know it, but that's the trouble.
When
she don't find nobody that works there that looks like that old picture of me, then she'll start getting suspicious.
Oh. Well, leastways, we got her out of the store for one day. We can sit down in here instead of working our heads off all the time.
Yeah, that maybe does seem nice and quiet in here for a change.
She's got me way behind my settings since she's been here. I'll tell you that right now. I just hope a lot of customers don't start coming in here and ruin the whole afternoon for us. I dogged it. Uh-oh. Talk too late. There comes somebody right now.
Oh,
Marty.
Oh.
Why don't he trade it, Dick Hollister?
Just grand, Dave. All he'll do is just sit over there in the corner reading the almanac.
Oh, yeah. He ain't going to buy that. Howdy, Grandpa.
Well, howdy.
Come on in.
Pretty good, Lum. Pretty good. Just got my dream and omen book.
Your what?
This little magazine here tells what your dreams mean and all that.
Oh.
Awful interesting. Awful interesting.
Well,
you oughtn't to be without it.
Uh-huh.
Just come in the mail today. I sent for it a while back. Had to send in 25 cents in stamps for it.
Yeah, well, that's nice, Grandpa.
25 cents in stamps. Never cost a cent. Don't know what they want all them stamps for, but I sent them to them anyway.
Well, more than likely they got a lot of letters to write.
25 cents in stamps I had to send them. You told us that, Grandpa.
And we believe
right,
you.
Too.
Yeah, we know you're right, so just
what did you dream last night, Lum?
Oh, I don't know.
I can tell you what it means. This book here tells it all. Body oughtn't to be without it. All you have to do is just send them 25 cents in stamps.
Yeah, we know that.
In stamps, 25 cents.
If you have a nightmare, does that mean you're going to take a buggy ride?
Body oughtn't to be without it, especially at that price. What did you dream about last night, Abner?
Oh,
look it up for you, right here.
What did I dream about? Let me think.
Goats?
No.
To dream of white goats indicates good fortune. Black goats, illness. On high places, riches. What color was they, Abner?
What color was what?
Them goats you dreamed about last night.
I never dreamed about no goats.
You said you did.
I never know such a thing,
Abner. I can't tell what your dreams mean unless you be honest about it. Now, if they's black, why, that means illness. That means being sick.
I know what illness means.
How do you feel?
I feel fine, thank you.
That's wrong. Here, I'll let you read it for yourself. There it is, in black and ink. You feel sick today, and you know good and well you do.
Grandpap, I ought to know how I feel better than that book does. You
paid 25 cents in stamps for this thing, so it must be right. Now then, Mom, what did you dream about last night?
Well, Grandpap, I don't much believe in that dream stuff.
Well, I know that I feel all right. Leastways, I think I do. Of course, I do have a little backache.
Well, you got a color sort of like Widder Abernathy's man did before ever he passed on to his reward.
I ain't got nothing but a backache.
Sort of an ash gray color.
I had that before ever I dreamed of them black goats last night, too.
What'd you say you dreamed about last night, Mom?
I never said nothing.
No, is my back dust or that.
Did you dream about cucumbers, Mom?
No.
That's too bad. It's a sign you're going to be rich. You know, that's a funny thing. I never dreamed about cucumbers, neither. I love cucumbers, too. Rather eat them sliced cucumbers better than any one thing I can think of. But I bound you I ain't dreamed about cucumbers in 20 years. 21 years, maybe. Fact is, I don't recollect ever dreaming about cucumbers.
Oh, but I believe my head's beginning to ache, too. Grandpap, read that what it said about them goats again for me.
I'm working on Lum now. How about frogs, Lum? There's a good one. To dream of frogs indicates travel and trouble.
Oh, my aching head. Oh.
Where about you aiming to go, Lum?
I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, yes, sir. It says so right here. Paid 25 cents in stamps for this pigeon-toed thing.
I don't care how much you paid for it. I don't believe in it, and I ain't going to take no trip.
Oh, you air done it. Says so. Going to take a trip, and what's more, you're going to have trouble when you get there.
Mom, I believe I'll have to lay down for a while. I just don't feel pretty good.
Oh, Abner, that's silly.
Oh.
Your imagination's working overtime. It's only trouble with you.
It's them dad-blame black goats that done it. I know what's wrong with it.
Ridiculous. In the first place, dreaming about black goats couldn't do nothing to you. And in the second place, you never dreamed about them in the first place.
I did, done it. I dreamed that, what was it I did dream?
Well, never mind. There comes Squire Skimp.
That won't help. He can't recollect what I dreamed, Lum. He don't know.
I don't mean that. I just mean you can drop the whole subject now. And, Grandpap, you can put that book right back in your pocket.
Oh, me.
I'm going to can't get it in there in the first place.
Well, gentlemen.
Howdy, Squire. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'll tell you what you can do, Lum. In fact, all you fellas, you can all be over at the schoolhouse tonight and bring at least $37.50 with you.
$37.50?
Yes, Lum. We're putting on a little bond rally to wind up the victory plan. Pine Ridge is a little behind in its quota, and we'd like to make a really good showing this time, you know.
Yeah, we sure enough ought to.
Our little community did a fine job all during the war. Oversubscribed its quota every time.
Yeah.
But now that the war's over, why, we're kind of falling behind. And I think we all should remember that our obligation is not ended yet, not by any means.
Now, you're dead right, Squire.
We've still a big debt to our fighting men that we've got to pay. And the way we can best do that is to invest every extra dollar into victory bonds.
My grannies, we'll be there at the rally tonight. Rally will. You can count on us 100%.
Well, good. Well, I'll see you men tonight, then.
Yeah, wait a minute. What did you dream about last night, Squire?
How's that, Grandpa?
He never said nothing, Squire. We'll see you tonight.
Oh, yes. All right. Come on,
man. Wonder if he dreamed about boiled meat. Says here that means suffering.
Grandpap, I told you to put that silly book away.
I wish he'd have never brung it up in the first place. It was sure right about me, though, I'll say that. I never felt so sick in all my life, man.
Yeah, if I was you, Lum, I'd be mighty careful about that trip you're aiming on taking. Where'd you say you was aiming on going?
I said I weren't going nowhere.
Oh, I feel terrible. Lum, I'm feared I'm going to have to go home.
For pity's sakes, Abner, you can get carried away more than every one human I ever knowed. Come on now, get up off of that stack of overhauls. You ain't that sick.
Lum, I just can't make it. I couldn't move for nothing.
Well, you'd better get up or you sure enough will be sick, for there comes Miss Hartford.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, watch out. Don't jump up so fast. You want to knock everything over there.
No, but I wished I had gone home now. I hate to be around here now that she's back from the wholesale house and found out that there ain't no Mr. X.
Yeah, that ain't going to be good.
No, me.
Grandpap, whatever you do, don't start reading her none of that dream stuff.
Mind out.
Good afternoon, Miss Hartford.
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful afternoon. The best I've ever known.
Well.
I've seen him. He's wonderful, just like I knew he'd be.
Wait a minute. Who are you talking about?
Mr. X.
You mean you've actually saw him?
Oh, yes. I didn't talk to him. I wanted to, but I just lost my nerve. But I did see him. He's wonderful.
Well, he surely didn't look like that picture of me, or that picture you've got.
Oh, well, no. He's changed, of course, but I recognized him by that helpless look in his eyes.
Just the way them goats looked last night.
And I found out his name, too. It's Otis Bagley. And you know, Edwards?
Yes, Mom?
Tomorrow you're going to take a trip to the county seat and get Otis and bring him back here.
Otis Bagley? Well, now, wait a minute, Miss Hartford.
You're going to do it, Edwards. My mind's made up.
I know his grandpap's right, Mom. Yeah, travel and trouble.
Yes, sir. I paid 25 cents in stamps for that thing. It's bound to be right. Travel.
Dream books or no dream books, if Long does take that trip, he's certainly in for a bit of trouble. That I can vouch for. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.